So the question was asked, how did Avraham Avinu eat matzah if the Jews hadn't yet left Egypt? So I want to be a good Jew, and I'll answer your question with a question.
Okay.
How come when the Jews are in Mitzrayim, before they've left Mitzrayim, Hashem tells them, on that night, when you slaughter the Paschal offering, before you leave Egypt, eat the Paschal offering with matzah? Why are the Jews eating matzah in Mitzrayim? They hadn't yet left.
Well, I guess my question is, in the text it says they were celebrating Pesach, no?
Doesn't say it. Rashi says it.
Okay.
It says, Lot baked matzah for them. Okay. The text also says God told the Jewish people to eat matzah in Mitzrayim. Okay, so what I'm really pointing out a question that we'll deal with when we get there, but we'll answer the simple answer. The Medrash says that Avram Avinu had klayot yoatzot. What are klayot in English?
Kidneys.
His kidneys would advise him. His kidneys would say, eat kosher. So you'd say, why do kidneys tell you to eat kosher? My kidneys don't tell me to eat kosher.
Like
right. What?
It's like a gut feeling, you say.
Oh, so you could call it a gut feeling, or you could say the way we said earlier, that when a person leads a pure life, and he reaches the levels of spirituality that Avraham Avinu did, then all the mitzvot, the oraita and the rabbanan, make sense to him. Doesn't make sense to us.
Okay.
You talk to me about eating matzah. Okay, I know the Jews left Egypt, they were in a rush, so I eat matzah, God told me to remember. So I have some logic in the mitzvah. But you tell me to eat kosher, I don't know why. You tell me to make an Erev, so I can tell you what it says in the Gemara and in the Rambam, why we make an Erev. But at the end of the day, okay, they told me I do it. Avraham Avinu made an Erev. You didn't yet have 6 million Jews in the world. What's the 600,000 Jews in the world? What's he making an Erev for? Because to him it made sense. He was on the level where it all made sense to him. That was a way of life that made sense. We are not on that level, so we need an external Torah to explain it to us. But if you remember that the world was created off of the blueprint called the Torah, Estakel Boraiso, Vara Alma, God looked at the blueprint of the Torah and said, okay, based on this I create the world. So we look at the Torah, we don't see no blueprint. We say, wait, what do you mean? Bereishis, God created, the Jews left Egypt. Seems like a storybook on the one hand and a series of laws on the other hand. Where's the blueprint for a world, right? So we don't know. But to Moshe it made sense, and to Avram it made sense, and by the same token, to them it made sense to lead life this way. It doesn't make sense to us. Someone walks into here and says, to me it makes sense to eat kosher. I'd be careful what's the next thing he says makes sense to him. You never know where he's headed. Avram Avinu was unique. He had a level of prophecy that other people did not have. He was aligned with nature in its pure sense. And one who's aligned with nature in a pure sense, to him it makes sense to do the mitzvot. I can't explain it,
yeah.
But to him it made sense.
Okay. Didn't Lot prepare
Lot learned by Avram.
Okay.
Avram prepared the Kulam.
Okay.
Right.
On this point or something else?
On this point.
Yeah.
That's something else.
Okay.
Okay. So isn't the best thing that we see that the avot, there's areas such as like the sexual laws, it has to do with family purity. But at least the Sforno explicitly says that they did not keep.
Where does it say they didn't keep?
In two places. The two sisters, marrying two sisters.
Okay.
Marrying two sisters, being an issue. I remember, I don't remember the actual source. I don't remember where exactly it says in Bereshit, but most of the time I heard it quoted also. That we definitely don't see a consistency of the avot keeping with all the avot. And if we're talking about Musar Klayot or a certain gut feeling, we'd expect it to be even more so in this area. So now we're saying some. Right.
So you could answer the Ramban's answer, but I don't want to answer the Ramban's answer. Let's leave it as a question. It's a good question. It's a good question. There are answers. I don't think they will be understood correctly. I don't know how to explain them so they will be understood correctly. You could look at the Ramban over there. The Ramban answers it, and then you'll come back to me and tell me you don't understand the Ramban, and I'll tell you right, that's what I said. I don't know how to explain it that it'll be understood correctly at this point. In 10 years we could talk again. Sorry. No. Right? Yes, we got to talk. About what?
Maybe one day understand what you're saying.